Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And anyhow, yeah, so if Dan in Canada, if you're listening to us and you want to call in, just remember we're going to have dialogue and you just got to be calm because you're kind of an excitable fella there. So,
well, give him the number.
The number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, let's go out to Cleveland, right here in Cleveland. And we got John. Hey, John.
Yeah, I have been checking some of the information on that invaluable source that I often mention, globalresearch.ca. It has geopolitical experts, economists, historians, and really accredited people who will never given a platform on the existing corporate CIA-controlled media, Operation Mockingbird. CIA Operation Mockingbird controls media. You can look that up and get some background on various articles. But I was interested in a recent spate of articles that I knew about, but there's a few on there, like Zbigniew Brzezinski, the sinister scum elitist aligned with the Rockefellers who set up the Trilateral Commission. He admitted in a French newspaper around 2000, an interview he had, that the United States committed aggression, and he didn't use the word aggression, but entered Afghanistan long before the Russians. And everything, I think, can be understood in American propaganda, where they changed the sequence of original provocations, menacing and subversion and strangling and any kind of attacks against a country is blotted out. And if there's any mention of it, it would be years later. But you won't understand in the heat of the moment who started the aggression. It happened in 1979. Brzezinski was the National Security Council chief under the, and interestingly, the Carter administration, and he dominated that administration, and really in the interest of the military-industrial complex to the and the Trilateral Commission, this aggrandization of countries Japan, Europe, and the United States for really business interests around the world, and the really the aggression and imperialism. But anyway, he had an interview in 2000 to the French newspaper. I can't pronounce the name. It's Nouvelle Observatoire, but it means New Observatory. And he admitted that the United States had entered long before the Russians did with agents and billions of dollars of deadly weapons to what they called the Mujahideen at the time in 79. And that was massively increased under Reagan. So I think this proves there's no real difference between Republican administrations or Democrats when it comes to U.S. aggression and militarism. But he said that he told Carter, he told this interviewer that he was proud of it. He thought it was a really great idea when he was asked, do you think it was a good idea to build up the original al-Qaeda under the name of Mujahideen, a terrorist army? that had consequences for intervening and even the United States. ISIS and they were named ISIS later on, and Daesh, and Al Nusra, and the latest one was Tahrir al-Sham in Syria and Lebanon. They were just aliases to confuse people, but they were.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, Obama was the one that started the ISIS thing, and right now, those that have taken over, they're in Syria. They're committing genocide against. They're committing genocide against Christians over there right now.
Right,
and they're keeping it awful.
And we've got to really be up against a complete cascade of lies now to try to cover this up. I saw Biden when he made a speech after the overthrow of the Syrian government. He said, be nice now, be nice, because he knows as much as they control the media and they're going to be able to censor this, that there'll be a few reports coming about that the so-called liberators are the ones who are posing head chopping, public executions, hangings. And
yeah, they're doing everything that they accused of king there. But I got to. But thanks for calling. We got it, but we have to move on. But thanks for sharing all that with us. Alrighty. Here, I wanted to switch that over very quickly to this thing with the Panama Canal. Okay, there's 200 and first of all, there's a big battle wanting to go on over the Panama Canal. Of course, the Chinese want to take complete control of the canal. Trump says that, look, we built the canal, you know, we invested all the money and all the time and the sweat and blood in that, and, you know, Jimmy Carter sold it for a dollar to the Panamanians, and he wants to get it back, but they're having a real major problem there at the Panama Canal. Ken, do you know what that is?
No, what's the issue? Besides, I mean, China's kind of controlling it right now, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they've got a lot of military there, but we have, I think we have actually, we have like four bases there in Panama, and so here, but here's the thing, there's the one thing you really need to make that canal work was high water, and they have, the water levels are very, very, very low for some reason now. And so,
but I thought the ice caps were melting and we're all going to be underwater.
Well, maybe all that water went somewhere else. I don't know. But what would happen if you look at what's out there now? There's hundreds and hundreds of ships waiting out there in the ocean, just sitting there, dropped anchor, waiting to be for their turn to go through the canal. That's something, boy.
So maybe we got to dig it deeper and probably wider.
That, I think, is what they're talking about. They wanted to reconstruct it because it's been there for a while, and of course they have been. You know, they do work on it and replace some things, and so. But anyhow, I think that's the major thing that they want to put some. They want to spend some. They want to make it bigger and wider. Yeah.
So, what if we make Panama a state?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm for it. You know? the only issue that I have with like making Canada the 51st state is I'm not sure about the politics of Canadians and how that would
well, they're just like here. There's
how that would gel.
You got your blue states there and you got the rest of the people in what they call the flyover country, those that lives in those, they're always
the big cities that,
right,
like your Toronto and Chicago.
Yeah, sin migrates to the cities. In the cities is where you have all the sin. You got the sin. You got the prostitution, the drugs, the carjacking, the gambling, and then. Cities is where you find the majority of the rats, too. I mean, this is, but it's been that way. It's always been that way.
But how great would that be, though? For imagine the Hollywood celebrities that Trump won. I'm moving to Canada. They moved to Canada, 51st state.
Yeah,
you're back.
That would make it.
How great would that be?
Trump told Trudeau he could be governor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'd have to win the election, but.
So when we look back over the year 2024, one of the things, I remember was Biden referred to. Do you remember how he referred to Trump supporters?
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage, yeah. That wasn't a smart move, was it?
No, that's going to end up going down, even though it wasn't Kamala who said it. That's going to end up going down as the I will not raise taxes, or I am not a crook. You're like, that's going to be one of the biggest, if not the most memorable quote from Biden. I mean, that really set fire underneath the seats of a lot of Trump supporters.
Yeah. Now here today, Joe Biden was actually lecturing America about decency. He was saying, and he was referring to Jimmy Carter, and he was saying, but it was a cheap shot at the Trump supporters. To walk by somebody that needs help, to walk right by someone that needs help without stopping to help them, he was saying. Well, you know what? That's exactly what the people did just recently in New York, where a woman was set on fire. Instead of people going to help her, they didn't help her, okay? You see, they just walked on by because, see, Joe Biden brought in one of his illegal aliens that he brought in, you know. It's just one of many that have come in to kill and rape people. Raped these women. But, you see, Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor, put a very clear message out to the people. If you help someone who's in danger, if you help someone who's being beaten, robbed, or mugged, I'll prosecute you. And that was the message he just sent to them out there in New York. So,
I have a clip here of Biden talking about the decency.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump, to take from President Carter.
Decency. Everybody deserves a shot. Everybody. Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by someone who needs something and just keep walking? Can you imagine Jimmy Carter referring to someone by the way they look or where they talk? I can't.
That's a shot at Trump.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a shot at Trump because Trump, he came up with all of those nicknames for people. I'm trying to think of some of those. Well, of course it was. What about with Hillary? What was Hillary's?
Crooked Hillary?
Yeah, Crooked Hillary. And I think it was Lying Joe Biden.
Yeah. China Joe.
Yeah.
We've got Jerry on hold who says that Canada cannot become the 51st state. You want to take Jerry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, hello. Jerry.
Hey. Yeah, Canada can't become a part of the United States because it's a part of the UK. They have special games that go on between New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the Commonwealth Games. And
wait a minute, Jerry. We were part of the UK at one point as well.
It would have to go before King Charles for
yeah.
approval.
Yeah, how did that work out 250 years ago when it would have to go in front of King George?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I hope we could, Pastor. I hope we can say some prayers for the June 6th coming up, or the January 6th coming up, because I guess one of the congressmen from Maryland wants to, you know, throw out insurrection charges against Trump.
With Jamie Raskin?
Yeah, to squash the collegiate
certification.
He's trying to cancel the votes that you get from the states.
Yeah, the Electoral College
votes
certification. Yeah. Has there been anything new on that? Because I haven't heard anything from Raskin in months, actually, since the election.
There's been quite a bit of chatter on YouTube about it, some of the conservative sites and stuff.
Well, right now what they're trying to do, too, they're trying to cause a problem within the House so that they don't have that there's not a speaker.
The speaker, yeah.
And so...
just pray that he can make it to the 20th, you know, so he can be elected, that we get past the January 6th debacle that they're trying to create. He offered up troops to Pelosi and Bauer, and they refused it, and then they turned around and turned the tables on him. You know, claimed he was causing insurrection. How can you do that when you're offering up troops? And you got eight people that witnessed that you were doing that action.
Well, you had more than 500,000 people there because they knew that that election was stolen. I mean, you had 12 million unaccounted for votes that did, you know, they were votes but without they were illegitimate, bogus votes. The corruption was just a mile high and a mile wide. We all knew that.
All the proof is in the 2000 Mules video.
Well, anyone that was watching election night and stayed up past 2 a.m. saw it happen right in front of your faces.
They flipped it. They inverted it right in front of our faces as we watched it.
They did the same thing to Rogers in Michigan this election.
Jeez.
Well, you've seen it early in the morning. You could see all of a sudden, what's-her-name was getting all these votes. So they're doing it again in Michigan this election.
Well, this upcoming administration and Congress, the biggest priority they have has to be election integrity, that they have to get voter ID in the law. It's absurd that there are states that are not requiring ID, that are not requiring proof of citizenship. It's absurd, and that has to be, I think, priority number one before anything else.
Paper ballots, no more Dominion voting machines and inkwells for America.
Right.
Everybody has to dip their finger in an inkwell. I voted.
You know, in California. Newsom wants to make it illegal for you to you'll be breaking the law if you ask for an ID.
Yeah, that's Hitler right there.
that guy is nuts. He is absolutely crazy. Okay, unbelievable. And
well, like I said, if you could have a prayer thing for. The January 6th coming up, that would be awesome.
Well, listen, why don't you lead it? You can do it right now. Lead the country in prayer.
Well, I just hope that Jesus Christ can look over America and try and straighten out the speaker issue, and that the Republicans can unite and overcome this insurrection that's going on with the Democrats.
Amen. So yeah, what's happening? It's came back on them. Right now, they're completely divided. They don't have any leader. They're without any leader, and they're warring amongst each other, and so. was, and here's the ironic part, right? I mean, how dumb is this? Okay, they're saying that the reason that they failed is they didn't go woke enough, right? That they failed to go woke enough, to be more aggressive, okay? So, and here's the problem. Some of those lunatics actually believe that.
Yeah, I don't know. When I'm asked, challenged about these ABC, ZYQ, whatever, I just say that you're not following God's plan. God's plan is a man and a woman and possible offspring. Everything else is irrelevant.
And right.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, I heard.
I don't have to cite any scripture or anything. You're just not following God's plan.
Well, you know, Donald Trump the other day said, there are only two genders. There are only... So it's like, I can remember the time when, that if someone was to say that, you would have said, yeah, so, you know.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. But, 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah, okay, this guy's blue. What else? What else you got, Copernicus? You know?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, just think of how ridiculous this thing has gotten, you know. Would you ever have thought that they would be putting tampon machines in boys' bathrooms?
No. No. I don't know. But leave it to the Democrats to create chaos.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Some of the stuff that's... And there was that one hospital we did that report for a while back in Texas that every male patient that came through there was given a pregnancy test.
What?
Yeah.
What a waste of money.
they were charged for it. I mean, this is crazy. Okay? But, I mean, and to have the AMA, remember the time when they had credibility? Remember there was a time when the American Medical Association had credibility. For them to come out and say that they no longer put male or female on birth certificates because they're not sure there is any such thing.
Huh?
You know.
I don't know.
Who would have ever thought, I mean, you can't make that up. That is lunacy. But you talk about, well, God, the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. We know where that's coming from, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
All right, we've got Jack in San Diego.
All righty. Hey, Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, regarding the House Speaker, supposedly, if this vote doesn't go well, Chuck Grassley becomes president. I believe he's the Speaker pro tem of the Senate. Wouldn't that be interesting? Have you guys heard anything about that?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. It's never happened in our history, but I guess the way their rules are, that's what could happen. Now, I would imagine, because, see, this is, if they're not able to certify the vote by a certain date, which means certify the Electoral College vote, then Chuck Grassley becomes the president of the United States, but I believe it's temporary until they're able to certify the vote. It's bizarre, but then everything's been so bizarre. I wanted to make a couple of comments on the Korean Boeing plane that went down.
That was a horrible, horrible thing.
I believe it's a 737. Well, I looked at the video. I didn't see any birds come out of the engine. What I saw is something white coming. No, I didn't see any birds going into the engine. I saw something white being spit out of the engine. It didn't look like birds. It looked like a T-shirt or something. But anyway, I just thought that it was suspicious that they weren't able to use their flaps or put their wheels down. I don't think that would have anything to do with a bird strike.
Well, and let me ask you this, because it looked to me like they built a block wall at the end of the runway. Whoever puts a block wall at the end of a runway?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know, also, the point I wanted to make tonight is that, so South Korea is going to inspect all their Boeing 737s. I'm just surprised from a liability standpoint that Boeing doesn't offer to inspect all 4,000 of the 737s, and I think they would have to take some of them out of service, if not all of them, till they get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you know, there's a real problem if a bird could do that, because it said a bird hit the wing of the plane. There's a real problem if a bird could do that, because there's a whole lot of birds up in the sky there, okay?
So I'm assuming you all saw the videos of the that they have, and did any of you see birds go into the engine?
No.
No.
What you saw was something coming out of the engine. We never saw anything going into the engine.
And also, the video I'm watching right now, it doesn't, from what I can see, it doesn't really look like any landing gears either. It looks like it's just skimming off the ground into, like you said, Pastor, a block wall.
Yeah. They what happened was is that when they landed, their flaps wouldn't work, so they had no way to slow themselves down, and the wheels never came down. The landing gear never came down. And what I'm saying is if your flaps aren't working and your wheels aren't coming down, the landing gear is not coming down, what would that have to do with the bird strike in the engine?
I don't know.
I'm bringing this up because Russia is engaged in a war of sabotage right now. And one of the things about the plane that came down that was from Aberdeen, or how you pronounce it, it was that was the first plane to come down, and it was full of bullet holes. The country of Aberdeen said that the plane came under electronic warfare. Now, I think a lot of people forget what happened a few years ago with Iran and the United States. We had a very sophisticated drone. It looked like it was unmanned. It looked like a miniature jet fighter, and it was over Iran. They brought it down through electronic warfare. They took control of our drone. They brought it down and landed it. They wouldn't give it back, and they allowed the Russians and the Chinese to come in and back engineer it. So a lot of people forget that we have the ability today with electronic warfare. You can take control of a plane remotely, and you can take control of a car remotely. You know, take a Tesla. You don't take a Tesla into a repair shop. They do all the repairs on Teslas through software repairs that are done remotely. Your car can be at your house, and Tesla at their headquarters, they're making software updates to your Tesla. Tesla can also take control of your car, drive it, brake it, anything remotely. And so what you're seeing is Russia has been cutting phone lines undersea. I think they're using electronic warfare, and probably you're going to see more plane crashes. And you're going to see more cyber attacks. Remember one thing. Nobody has the ability to stop a cyber attack. The best you can do is find out that it's going on and try to do something to stop it. That's why everybody gets their identity stolen. When you buy insurance against identity theft, they're not saying it's not going to happen. They're saying they're going to notify you when it does happen. So we've created a monster that we can't stop, and now we're moving into something called AI. You know what AI is going to do? It's going to make everybody obsolete. Humans will be obsolete. It was bad enough that we created hydrogen bombs that could be an extinction event in the end of humanity as we know it. Now we've come into AI and we've designed something that could actually make us obsolete. Now, what do you think is going to happen to us when we're obsolete? AI is going to get rid of us.
Well, you know what? I don't think that's going to happen. We would have found that in God's Word, the Bible. It would have been mentioned there.
Pastor Ernie, I'm going to tell you something. AI is going to be a threat to religion.
Well, they've already got AI preachers out there on the internet. I know that already, and in fact, Klaus Schwab had made the statement that they're going to rewrite the Bible, and it's going to be one that's going to be better. They're going to correct it. So
correct it.
Yeah.
Okay. The audacity of these people.
Trying to do with AI right now? They're trying to incorporate it into weapons.
Oh, I know.
Why would you do that?
If you ever.
There's literally like four or five movies, the Terminator movies, showing you exactly what could happen.
Yeah.
Right, and if you look at the beginning of I, Robot, which is a pretty good movie, it shows you, I think, the three or four rules with artificial intelligence, and one of them is you never allow AI to do harm to humans. And that's exactly what's happening. They're using it to harm humans. But wait till they become self-replicating, and they don't need humans to replicate themselves. Then you're in real trouble. Anyway, on that happy note, I'm going to say Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
All right, keep up the good work, Pastor Ernie.
All right, thanks for calling. Now, boy, it's been a very interesting program, right?
Yeah.
Here tonight. Anyhow, so what was it that there was something else I was going to say that Joe Biden brought as many. That's what we were going to talk about. This year, Joe Biden brought terrorists into the country. He brought murderers into our country. He brought rapists into our country, gang members into our country, and 50,000 Chinese troops into our country, plus a whole plethora of drug dealers. So, he did that in compliance and being obedient to his Chinese holders, mm-hmm. owners. And the amazing thing, too, was remember how when his Justice Department under Biden said they couldn't try him for the crimes he committed, they admitted he committed crimes.
Yeah.
But they couldn't try him because people would say he was just too old and incompetent, right? And yet he was fit to stay in the Oval Office?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
And the Democrats want to know why so many people are leaving that party. They're jumping ship. You see, another congresswoman just announced that she's leaving. She's switching, I believe, from New York, I think.
Is she going Republican or just independent?
No, I think she's going Republican.
Wow.
She's switching to Republican, so that's good. And from what I hear, there may be several more that are going to do the same thing, that are thinking of doing the same thing.
Now, I'd be a little leery, though, because we don't know their intentions.
What you'd be saying, we'd be bringing in more rhinos that they're going to take over.
It's possible. It's possible.
The party by the rhinos.
It's possible.
Yeah, well, if it's down and dirty, you know, it's probable with these people today. Anyhow, but, yeah, we better go to a break. We'll be right back.
Child, is there so late to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our King.
This is Christ, the King, whose shepherds, God, and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Why lies he in such mean estate? Were ox and colt a-feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here. The silent word is bleeding.
This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone.
This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Child, if there's so late to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch.
Alrighty, we're back, and we have Clifford. Hey, Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Yeah, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Yeah, there was something on the Sergeant Reports podcast, Todd Callender Lively, the last one. They mentioned a herb called bitter melon. that you don't hear much of, helping someone with Alzheimer's to reverse that, but it does apparently help eyesight, taking pressure off the optic nerve, and it's, you know, $10 to $20 range to get it on Amazon. So that's bitter melon, a herb. So that might be of interest to some people. But one question I had was numbers. I think it was number 16, where Korah and the fellow Israelites ended up just falling into the earth. It's not quite clear what they exactly did that was against Moses and Aaron that warranted that. As you read that, anyway, in the King James.
Well, what happened was, you know, Korah, he decided that he was taking over.
Yeah.
He was the son of Izar, the son of Koheleth. Anyhow, he rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princesses of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, then lift up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. And he spake unto Korah and said unto the company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take censers, Korah, and all this company, put fire therein, and put incense therein before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. You take too much upon yourselves, sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear I, pray you, yet you sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath brought thee near to him. Well, anyhow, so God judges. He judged Korah, and Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said to Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they, and Aaron and tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in it, and bring it before the Lord. Every man his censer. Anyhow, so Korah gathered all the congregation against them at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now here it happens. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all of this congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Well, the bottom line was, what happened is, they opened up, the Lord opened up the ground, and he took Korah and all of his family, and they consumed them. They went into the pit. So
yeah, how do you see that? I guess one aspect that I would maybe think is that Aaron and Moses were the anointed, and it could weigh in, touch not thy anointed. Could that
right.
Be one part of it?
Well, yeah. You see, God is not one to be overruled, okay? And the thing of it is here, like when you had Miriam and Aaron decided, you know, that was Moses' older brother and sister, that they were going to take over for Moses. And God made it very clear to him, look, I wasn't speaking to you, you know. He made it very clear to both of them to stand down. And they did. And here, this is another one. Korah, he decides that they have gone ahead and they've decided to override God's rule. And
do you think they were properly warned, though? Do you think Korah passed like a red flag type of thing?
Moses warned him and warned him time and time again. And and that's what happened. But I mean, even if you take a look, Cephas and the Sanhedrin, those people, they all knew, they were very well aware of the prophecies of the Lord Jesus. They knew that he fulfilled all of the prophecies. And yet they continued on anyhow. To find themselves to fight against God, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess on the surface of it, we don't know, you know, specifically what the exchanges were before that with Korah and that group.
It's all right there. Just read that chapter. He tells you in there.
Yeah, in other words, they just wanted to usurp the authority of Moses, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think I would take away, touching that, not thy anointed, you know, be careful with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember what God said, he talked to Moses face to face.
Yeah. So they should have known, you know, that Moses was the one that God was talking to, number one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember, they were there. Korah was there when Moses came down from the mountain, and he was all glowing.
Right.
So.
Right. So that should have been, they should have been able to connect the dots on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so... Alrighty, well listen, have a happy new year. It's time for me to give an invitation. Alrighty. Folks, we're at that time that we come to every night at this time. And here, you know, the Lord Jesus said the very first thing that when he preached, the very first thing that Noah, when he preached, John the Baptist, when he preached, and the Lord Jesus himself, was to repent. And repentance, it's a godly sorrow for sin. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation upon, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of which the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians 7:10. And so, folks, here, as we come to this time, you know, I know we're living in days where strange things happen. We talked about this today where they talk about men having babies and, just absolute lunacy out there in so many ways. But God is not the author of confusion. This is why he gave us this book. It's like a life raft if you hold to it. And in there it tells you the way to get out of the lake of fire card free. And a way to get to heaven. And it's not complicated. Okay, it's the simplicity of the gospel. It's so clear and so simple. And the bottom line is, again, God's word is the only thing that will never change. Okay, it'll never pass away. This earth and everything one day will pass away, everything on it. Okay. He's going to redo it, but his word will always stand. And it's simple, the simplicity of the gospel. You and I are sinners. Everyone who was ever born besides the Lord Jesus Christ are a sinner. And you say, you know, why did God do that? Why didn't God just make it so that everybody would get to heaven? Well, the Bible tells us, God tells us his ways are much, much higher than our ways. That not only does he know the beginning from the end, he is the beginning from the end. And he didn't want you know, a heaven full of robots that were there because they had no choice. He wanted a people to choose to be with him, that wanted to be with him. Now, you're out there listening to me. Let me tell you, if you had any idea of what it cost the Lord, he didn't have to do that. Jesus did not have to do. He did not have to hang up on that cross. Here, God himself, Almighty God, who took upon the indignity that he suffered upon that cross by the hands of sinful man. He didn't have to do that, but he did that. And the pain that was inflicted on him, pain is unimaginable because he took the sins of the world upon him. That is incomprehensible. We can't even begin to comprehend what that would be like to have that upon us. But he did it. And so now he did what you could never do for yourself. So now he's telling you this. I'm giving you a way out. I'm giving you a way out of hellfire, that lake of fire. Think about me. Think about what I suffered, what I did for you. Think about this because it was your sin to put me on that cross. Even though you were never born, your sins, even though you were not even born at the time, your sins were laid upon him. Folks, the sins that you were going to commit in the future were laid upon his shoulders. And so, because of that, you need to have a real godly sorrow. And because of that, you need to be, well, do as the Lord Jesus said. Call upon the Father. Ask the Father for forgiveness. Very important that you ask the Father for forgiveness. And then if you've done that, God always honors your commitment. If you do that, then you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, to be the Lord of your life, at all times and all things, completely and totally, without any reservations. You see, you got to put him first. You got to put him first. Did you say one? And once you've done that, you become a new creature, a born-again believer. You become an heir of the kingdom. Now, you have God's word upon this. You will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you'll be on the road to eternal life. And again, you have God's word on that. And so, we're at that time. Where are we at now? We're at that time where we get to every night where we say, thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. Happy New Year. And God bless. And always. You ready? Let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.